And a very good afternoon to you. Mooney Goes Wild today in the company of Aineen Ilana, Richard Collins and Eric Dempsey. We'll be catching up with Terry Flanagan in just a while. You can send your comments to mooney@rte.ie or text 51551. Before we get on to talking about herring gulls and all sorts of other gulls that seem to be terrorising the people of Dublin City. I've never such a load of nonsense in all my life. Obviously, you aren't listening to the Mooney programme. You have to wait for a senator to stand up and make a comment about it in the Parliament before anybody pays any attention to it. But at any rate, Aina, I'm looking through the newspaper today, and who do I see? Only Aineen Ilana in the Irish Examiner, taking it all in your stride, one step at a time. And you're sitting outside, presumably it's your backyard, and you're putting on your walking boots. And it says, she has the energy of a Duracell bunny, never needing to wind down or recharge. But Aineen Ilana, the well-known environmental commentator on our radio waves, is, of course, far more interested in the animal rather than the toy version of the bushy-tailed specimen.
Yes, it's entitled Ageing with Attitude, Derek.
Oh, so we were doing that on the radio as well during the week. Everybody seems to be behind the times.
Well, there you are. That interview was done about 3 weeks ago. So that was obviously, if they'd printed it the minute they'd taken it, it would have been before the times. But anyway, they seem to think I'm a prized specimen and that I'm not getting old. So there you be.
Well, what they're saying is actually you have attitude, Aina.
Everybody's aging from the day they're born, so I don't know why they're picking on me.
Well, we had Mary O'Rourke and Mary-Louise O'Donnell on the other day talking about this very subject.
Mm-hmm.
About the bits that are sagging and drooping and going south. And they didn't care about all those bits.
Why do you have to mention that? That has nothing to do with anything.
Who?
You. I mean, bits going south.
I know, I didn't read the article. I just said
I
thought I'd bring it up and ask you.
Like.
I just mentioned what a person don't. Well, what's the typical attitude? You're the one with the attitude, clearly. Go on.
Obviously. When you were talking about getting old, you immediately say about bits going south in bodies as if that has to do with anything.
Well, this was what we were discussing the other day because somebody brought out a song about being comfortable with the bits going south. This was a woman who brought out a song. We can get it back on the radio, man, and let you hear a little bit if you'd like.
No, I don't want to hear
your comments
it.
On it. Now, you
what
don't.
About men? Do they not have bits going
no,
south? Their bits
don't.
Are always going
no,
south, as far as I can see.
No, they're along the road as they're walking along the order they get. Isn't that right, Richard?
Yes, I have known Aina longer than any of you. Aina and I used to do teachers' courses. We used to give teachers'
in
courses.
In 1970,
back in the 1970s, before there were any historical records or anything. I mean, it's antediluvian stuff. I have to say, Aina, that of all the people I know, you are the one that has changed least in all that time. You're still exactly the same, Aineen Ilana, as you were back then. You're not aging at all. You're a sort of a reference point against which the rest of us all pass
it's
on.
It's the
into.
Monkey land.
As I say this, as I did on the brink of senility, but you're nowhere near that.
Would you like to have a little listen to the song?
I'm not sure if I even have to hear it now. You're all
you don't
smirking
have to hear
out there.
Well, I ain't 20 either,
and I don't care neither. My hair is grey, and I like it that way. And if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. If you don't think I rock, well, we ain't gonna roll. If you don't think I hung the moon, my heart just turned cold. If you want a younger model, I wish you well, sweet pea. Cause if you can't see what it is you have, then you ain't having me. I got cellulite and aching feet, and my thoughts gonna jiggle when I giggle or wiggle. And if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love.
That's the one. And she wrote the song, this woman, yes?
That's what I'm saying. But instead of judging yourself against what men think of you, instead of thinking what you think of yourself.
So what do you think of yourself?
I think I'm great.
Well, I suppose we better all concur. She's got attitude. She's a girl with attitude. Anyway, you hear people talking about the seagulls all week. It was one of the Fianna Fáil senators who brought this up in the Parliament, talking about the seagulls losing the run of themselves. And I've seen headlines of seagulls attacking children and all that kind of stuff. And Ken Whelan actually contacted the programme. Ken is our man on all things fishy a few weeks ago. And we did a report. We sent, I think, Katrina and Niall Hatch onto Grafton Street because people were coming out with their burgers in their hands and the gulls were waiting for them and then coming down and taking their burgers away with them. Well, if you want to see the species of gull that everybody's talking about, if you don't live in Dublin and you think, why are they going on about this? Log on to our website, rte.ie/Mooney, Nestwatch 2014, because it's the same gull that has taken up residence on the roof of the television building here in RTE. And as we speak, we're looking at the feed now and we can see one of the adults just preening itself and it's sitting on top of one of the air conditioning systems on the roof. Anyway, we had a couple, a pair, female and male, and they had two offspring, two little chicks. chicks. And the chicks, you can't see them at the moment, but they are still there. They haven't fledged yet because we've been keeping a close eye. Yeah, what do you think of that, Eric? In fact, both adults are there now. You can see one in the distance. What do you think, Eric?
It can't be very long. I would suspect that they may even go over the weekend.
Possibly. They are now
7 weeks old. They have, and if people are watching them, they'll see that they're constantly preening their feathers, so they're getting their feathers into perfect condition.
They will be doing practice flights.
They'll be flapping their wings. So it's only a matter of days before I think our birds will leave.
But they're huge. I mean, they're big. They're bigger.
They are
than
as big as adults, and most birds when they leave the nest are the same weight, if not a little bit heavier than the adults, and the same size. So they will stay with the adults and beg off the adults for another week or two or three. And actually, it's funny. You often see herring in December still trying the hand at begging.
Speaking of the newspapers, I see you quoted in the newspaper.
I was quoted in the newspaper in response to our respective senator's comments on gulls. I believe he may well have been watching too many of Hitchcock's birds films, and some of his comments I think were a bit hysterical.
Did you say in reply?
Well, I actually said that I think it showed a serious lack of knowledge of the natural world. I believe the senator should really be tuning in every Friday to the Mooney Goes Wild show and listening to what people are saying.
But in fairness, Eric, I'll let you finish and then I'll come back.
It's important because it's the manner in which it's said. If the senator said that perhaps nesting birds were stooping down on people walking by to defend their nests, that's based on fact, and you say.
And are they nesting near Grafton Street?
Well, they nest in all over the city.
Certainly, if they roof on the rooftop of the hysteria
in which these things are said. You know, oh, children can't go outside, and people are terrified, and dogs are being attacked, and oh, you know, it's that attitude that permeates where things go wrong. It was that attitude that ultimately led in the Victorian age of, you know, white-tailed eagles and golden eagles being exterminated because they were vermin.
And they were taking babies out of prams.
Yeah, you know, so in other words, it's important that if a person, in my opinion, it's important that if a person who is a senator and who has, you know, a right to speak and to give an opinion and who also is then picked up by the media, that it shouldn't come across as hysterical. It should be based on solid fact. And, you know, he's sort of saying, oh, they're running right, there's more gulls than ever, things like that. That's actually not, the data does not support those kind of statements.
But anecdotally, Terry, I was going to say to you, Eric, yeah, in fairness to said senator, and we will try and make contact now as the subject has come up, but anecdotally, I can tell you, I've been around town a couple of times a week, they're does appear to be a lot more herring gulls around. I was only talking on the programme the other day about a herring gull on the corner of the St. Stephen's Green shopping centre, just standing there while everybody walked by in amusement and looked at it and stood there. Everybody walked by because somebody's obviously feeding it just around that corner there.
But hang on, I'll finish.
The report that Ken gave us on the phone, and you would say Ken now is
a fairly balanced individual now.
He wouldn't be hysterical about stuff. Ken did call in to say that he couldn't believe it with his own eyes. The gull came down and nicked the burger from the person outside of McDonald's, and then Katrina told us the story of the gull which hit her in the head and she dropped her sandwich and the other gull came along and took the sandwich. So they're just anecdotal
reports. But the chances are, Derek, is that gull has been habituated to doing something like that, because the chances are people are probably throwing bits of burger to the gull. So it sees food and it then assumes this is what, you know, has been happening, and this is what's going to happen.
Those houses on Nassau Street, the roofs of those are where the gulls are nesting. Yeah. So they're bringing, like we have this yolk on the top of RTE for the last 6 weeks and it's being fed by its parents.
Yes.
So this one on the top of Nassau Street has a nest there and it has to feed the two young that are there.
Absolutely.
So why would it be going off to the sea to get fish when people are throwing you burgers?
But I mean, as well as that, I mean, I worked in South King Street, just off Grafton Street, in the 80s. Those gulls nest then as well, so they've been around a long, long time. But if somebody is throwing food, and perhaps the burger outside McDonald's situation is that somebody, you know, would be throwing burgers and having a bit of fun as the gull comes down, the next person that comes out with a burger, the gull assumes.
Well, that's not what we were told. So, but they do. I mean, they are scavengers. They're going to take food, but
they are scavengers. That's
you just think
survive.
It's a little bit hysterical.
I just think, look, if you're going to make comments like that, just make them in a less hysterical way. Make them in a more measured and opinioned way. Because we don't, if we're going to resolve, there is an issue, and if we're going to resolve the issue, let's at least not be hysterical.
Well, how would you resolve the issue then?
I don't know how to resolve the issue. I don't even know if there is an issue, Derek. That's the point. I don't know if there is an issue. Richard, you were...
Well, now, a few statements made. Is the herring gull seriously declining? Or has it seriously declined? Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. Are there more of them about? Yes, there are. Now, are these two things contradicting each other?
Yes,
no,
they are.
No, they're not. What happened with the herring gulls are a curious lot. In the 19th century, they began to realise they could follow ploughs, for instance. And gulls shifted from being seagulls, which they were called traditionally, to being birds that moved after ploughs and things like that. Now another change has started to take place. Botulism. There's an organism that lives in the guts of things called Clostridium botulinum, which produces a terrible toxin. And this has killed gulls in huge numbers in the colonies. And it was spread in these great colonies. Lambay had a huge number of gulls, something like 20,000 of them, up to the early 80s. Now you'll find very few in Lambay. So what happened was the overflow birds that lived, that couldn't get a place they commuted out to Dublin, and they started nesting tentatively in places like Dunmore East and eventually Dublin City. So the population that wasn't concentrated together in the great colonies didn't spread botulism so much. So that segment of the population has gone up. Now, the next curious thing is, why does this man speak about it now? All herring gulls, more or less, will have fledged 3 weeks from now. They're fledging now. Their numbers are declining. This aggressive behaviour towards people intruding on the nest is going to decline markedly from now. The show is kind of over. You might get the odd nest up to the first...
Now, hang on a second, Richard. The nest is not on the street.
It's up on the roof. It's up on the roof, yes.
The bird isn't going to come down to be attacking people just because it's walking by.
Well, it's not going to come
down
and attack people anyway. But if you go up, people go up onto their roofs.
Yeah, but they don't. Well, that's not what he's saying.
Well, I remember going to see David Norris and interviewing him, and he was worried about the gulls on his roof, and we went up onto his roof, and the gull was swooping around the place at us sort of thing.
That's in the north inner city.
This is in Norfolk George Street. So they do this kind of thing in defence of their babies and their eggs and so on and so forth.
But are these gulls not finding food to bring home to their babies? That's what they're at, attacking hamburgers and Grafton Street.
They're not attacking hamburgers, they're attacking people, we want to stay away from that.
No, that's
freak terminology
behavior.
Correct.
Yeah. But I mean, presumably they have to feed those young.
Have you ever seen that? I've never been attacked.
Ken Whelan's own. That's the point.
Anyway,
he didn't say people were being attacked. He said they were swooping down and taking the burgers out of the hands.
And the point that I'm making is the chances are those gulls have been habituated to do that because people have been throwing bits of burgers to them for the crack. I worked in South King Street, just off Grafton Street, and there was a fish shop there and the gulls were queuing up and everybody had a bit of fun. They'd be throwing bits of fish to them and, you know, they've been there for years. That was in the 80s. So
anyway, sorry, did you finish making your point, Richard?
Sorry. Well, a few things. We love the Dawn Chorus.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Yes, and people complain that the gulls are waking them up. This is a kind... There's a strange set of prejudices here. If it's a blackbird or a thrush, we don't mind. It's lovely. We welcome it. But if it's a gull, somehow, we feel differently about it. Now, why is that? Surely the gull is as much a bird as the others and should be.
But the sound is not as musical.
As much. What's music? Nonsense. The gull is just as musical and just as interesting as the others. So I'm saying there's a lot of bird racism going on here. Discrimination on the basis of species. Speciesism, which is reprehensible. And anyway, why are they lying in bed so late in the morning? There's beautiful light there now from 5 o'clock on. Mm. It is a disgrace.
So embrace the gulls is what you're saying.
Yes, love
whether
them.
It be on Grafton Street,
yes,
in Howth,
yes,
Bray, wherever.
Absolutely love them. I would wish they would nest on my house because it's wonderful to have them around. They're companions. We have to share the world with other
creatures. They're working for the anti-obesity people.
Yeah, maybe they are too, yeah. Anyway, we're not going to resolve it here. We're in touch with the Fianna Fáil Press Office. If the said senator would like to come and talk, we will be delighted to say hello. Is that not right? Because I'm sure Eric would like to chat and
see. Yeah, I mean,
anyway, it seems to me like a bit of a diversion from everything else that's going on.
There's a curious thing about your ones on the roof. I'm surprised they're still there.
They're still there. You can have a look, rte.ie/Mooney. And please do have a look. There's a fantastic picture now at the moment. Log on to the website. You see the roof clearly, the two air conditioning systems. You see the RTE mast in the background. You can see how grey the sky is today. You can see the little triangular glass roofs that we have in one of the buildings. A bit like that thing in Paris at the Louvre.
The Louvre, yeah.
Isn't a very that? Small bit.
Very small. But
now, the reason I say that it's odd that they're still here, they because they use a thing called tonic immobility, which is a very fancy term. All it means is lying doggo. If you go near, if you watch the colonies and there are baby gulls, they slink into the undergrowth and they freeze. They do not move. Now, this behaviour continues, according to the gull experts, for about 25 days. And after that, the gulls tend not to freeze up anymore, the young gulls. They tend to fly and jump into the water. So it struck me as interesting that the gulls would still be on the roof. Maybe nobody goes up onto the roof.
No, people don't go on the roof, unless we have to.
I just wonder, would they jump onto from concrete onto concrete, or do they need the sea to jump into?
Are they going to be there forever, in other words?
Well, no, they will be there for another, I don't know,
another few days,
35 to 40 days.
I've just been told they have been spotted flying around the roof, Eric.
Yeah, just to let you know. What I thought.
And the term fledging, Niall was saying the other day from Birdwatch Ireland, you can't really say fledging with these birds.
No, because it's a slow process.
But you know what we mean.
Yeah, it's a gradual strengthening of the wings, strengthening of the wing feathers, and even sort of strengthening of their confidence, you know, being able to fly. And you will probably see over the next few days, as these birds start flying around, they will be standing on other roofs, causing other trouble and waking other people up over the next couple of weeks until they are fully with the adults off out to sea. That's probably
they'll have a lot to learn jumping up into the city. I remember this with the swans. The poor old swans would rise out of a city park and they would be faced with the television.
We're very close, Rich.
Good
very
God.
Close to Sandymount here.
Yeah.
I know, but they don't know that. They just get up on this concrete and towers and buses and noise and everything, and it's not like jumping off the stack in Ireland's Eye or something like that.
Anyway, please log on and have a look. On one hand, you've got people in the Dáil talking about them in one way, and here we are talking about them in another way. I suppose that's what makes it interesting. And you can see that we're all for conservation, and you can have a look at the nest, and you can see how they nest, and you can see the adults interacting with the chicks, etc., etc., etc. rte.ie/Mooney Nest Watch 2014.